For several weeks, federal officials have been trying to decide what to do with a sunken oil tanker discovered at the edge of one of the country's most important underwater marine sanctuaries. The wreck is that of the 9,000-ton tanker Montebello, which was torpedoed by a Japanese submarine 55 years ago today off the coast of California. Its rusting hold may still contain more than 3 million gallons of oil. Salvage experts say it is possible to drain or even to raise the Montebello, but as NPR's John Nielsen reports, Coast Guard officials are far more likely to leave the vessel undisturbed.
Lieutenant Commander Philip Daniels of the U.S. Coast Guard thought one of his greatest nightmares was coming true a couple of weeks ago when he took a call at home from a junior officer.
And he asked me if I knew anything about the tanker that sunk off the Central California coast.
Daniels had no idea what the officer was talking about.
And so I said, whose tanker is it and how much equipment's been called out? Because thinking of a tanker sinking, I figure we've got millions of gallons of oil in the water. And then he said, well, I don't know if there's any oil in the water. I said, what do you mean? How can a tanker sink and there not be oil in the water? He said, well, it sank in 1941.
It turned out a research submarine had come across the wreck of the tanker Montebello, torpedoed and sunk 55 years ago off the Central California coast by a Japanese submarine. Interesting story, thought Daniels, but why is this junior officer calling me at home? It was then that he heard that the tanker may still have 3 million gallons of oil in its tanks.
And I immediately thought, oh my God.
There are dozens, perhaps hundreds, of sunken tankers in American coastal waters. But as far as anyone in the Coast Guard knows, those other wrecks are all empty. And none of them is lying, like this one, on the edge of the country's largest underwater marine sanctuary. Daniels knows that just a few years ago, the Norwegian government drained hundreds of thousands of gallons of fuel-grade oil from a World War II wreck in Norwegian coastal waters after divers noticed dangerous corrosion, but he's not sure whether that approach would work on the Montebello.
It would be difficult to pump the oil from that depth. I think we might have to actually start talking about raising the vessel, because I don't know if you could pump out the oil at that depth.
Daniel says an operation like that would be a spectacle and a dangerous one at that. Tankers often fall apart when they are raised from the ocean floor, spilling whatever is inside them. Besides, before Daniels could even start discussing recovery plans, he needed to find out exactly what kind of fuel the Montebello was carrying. Records of the ship's design and cargo were hard to locate at first, he says, but a crucial clue turned up at the local public library. There, Daniels found a copy of the December 24, 1941 edition of the Los Angeles Times.
Ship torpedoed in shell. Crew of 36 reaches safety in lifeboats. Crowds on shore see Montebello go down.
The paper went on to report that the Montebello had been loaded with oil pumped in Central California. At the time, that part of the state was famous for a heavy type of crude. Oil like that would have been packed into asphalt by 900 feet of ocean pressure over 55 years. It simply wouldn't spill from a cracked hull. Better to leave this ship alone.
That's my opinion right now, and we're certainly going to try to come up with some historical records to confirm either way. One thing that would be nice to do is get a hold of somebody who was there at the time and find out how much oil was actually released from the attack.
One survivor did have some answers.
It happened about 5 a.m.
Arthur Scola, a former merchant seaman who is now 78 years old, was asleep in his bunk on the Montebello 55 years ago this morning when a huge explosion woke him up and sent him running to the deck. He says the crew knew right away that they'd been hit by a torpedo.
The submarine surfaced and fired the deck gun.
The crew jumped into four lifeboats. As they were paddling toward shore, Scola says he turned and watched the tanker sink. It didn't take long.
The after end went up in a smokestack and then plunged down gracefully.
Scola says he saw no oil slick on the water that day, but he likes to think there's not much left in the Montebello's cargo holds. He says he agrees with oil experts who think it's possible that the Montebello has been coughing up bits of its cargo for more than half a century now. Little tar balls that get mixed up with naturally occurring oil. They roll around on the ocean floor, and sometimes they roll up on the beach. I'm John Nielsen in Washington.